I'm joined by Aaron Stein, Non-Proliferation Programme Manager at the Centre for Economics and Foreign Policy Studies in Istanbul, who's in Washington at the moment. Aaron, there have been reports that Syria has used Scud missiles against two rebel-controlled bases. How credible do you think those reports are?
I certainly think the reports are credible. I mean, the reports are indicating that there were six Syrian Scuds fired, and I have no reason to doubt them at all.
How many Scud missiles does Syria have?
Well, there's really no accurate estimate of how many they have. I mean, the Turkish foreign minister said that Syria is known to have 700, with a limited number of launchers, and those are spread across both longer-range missiles up to 700 kilometers and shorter-range missiles. I would assume, not knowing, that the missiles fired yesterday were shorter-range, probably Scud-Bs.
Scud missiles are not known for their accuracy. What's going on here?
I mean, they have terrible accuracy, as you said. I think what we're seeing is a regime who is being pushed, and now with rebel advances particularly taking over certain bases and their likely possession of shoulder-fired anti-aircraft missiles, that Assad running out of options in order to be able to project power into areas that the rebels control, and ballistic missiles being one of his few tools left in the toolbox.
So your one official described this as an escalation. Isn't it more a sign of desperation?
I would say it's more of a sign of desperation. And I'd also like to emphasize that military planners don't really rely on Scud to do much of anything because they're so inaccurate. They're really useful for large targets. So potentially, reports say that this was for a military base. But we're not talking about pinpoint strikes here. We're talking about shooting in the general direction, hoping that they land where they're supposed to.
Your colleague Shashank Joshi, you just wrote a piece with the Foreign Policy magazine, suggested that Assad may be using the Scuds to send some kind of international message that don't mess with you. Do you see it that way?
I mean, I thought about that initially at the outset. That Assad is, as you see, that there are reports from numerous sources that the international community is recognizing the new opposition and could be moving towards intervention. I don't actually see it like this. I see it more as Assad being desperate and having very few options left to try and take back territory that he's lost. And I don't see it as him sending a message sending a message to the international community, but simply trying to hold on as tightly as he can to power.
The international community doesn't have a very good track record of combating Scuds. What can it do?
I mean, ostensibly, the international community, what they could do in Syria is very little outside of intervening and trying to find and destroy these Scuds. In a country like Turkey or Jordan or Lebanon who are on the border, Turkey's the only one who's asked for NATO Patriot missiles. Hopefully, if the Patriot works the way it's supposed to, it should be able to shoot these missiles down. But that's still the big if.
But shoot them down if they're going to cross into Turkish territory, but shoot them down inside Syria?
Exactly. I mean, the only thing that they've said is that these Patriot missiles in Turkey are as a last resort, and they aren't even deployed yet, so we're getting too far in front here. Nobody has indicated that they'll be used to shoot down missiles over Syria. And I don't actually see NATO as having made that political decision yet to engage targets over Syrian territory.
And this is the second sort of big briefing from U.S. officials about Syrian weapons. Last week there was lots of chatter about chemical weapons. What's Washington doing with these kind of briefings?
I mean, I think there are genuine concerns that Assad is getting desperate and that he could resort to using chemical weapons as a last resort. We have to keep in mind this man is fighting for his life and feels completely threatened. So I do think that there is a palpable concern in Washington that he might resort to using these weapons. And what could he possibly be doing? I mean, that's the big question. The report said he was mixing chemicals. I doubt he was mixing chemicals per se, but he could have been preparing chemical shells or chemical warheads for delivery, because I would assume that the chemicals are probably already stored in their chemical weapons form. And
And how big is his arsenal? Does the use of Scud suggest he's running out of weaponry?
I mean, I think the use of Scuds suggests that he's running out of options. I mean, I think he still has a very capable military against the types of threats that he's facing, you know, groups of rebels. I mean, I wouldn't call his military powerful, but I would say it's capable with the amount of equipment it has, but it's losing territory quickly. So I would just say that he's desperate, he's looking for a way out, and he's running out of options. But I would say that the military is still capable of carrying on.
And do you think the rebels are any close to capturing Scud missiles themselves?
I mean, I would assume that he's moved the Scud missiles to places or bases that are not that are outside of the rebel-controlled territory. And I would not sure that a group of rebels could stumble across a Scud missile and know how to fire them. I think the process is slightly more complicated than that. You have to fuel them first. But what it does show is that he's just losing territory. And what we're seeing is the battle starting to concentrate around Damascus and the fight starting for Damascus. And I don't see that fight going easily. I don't think anybody does. And it being long and brutal.
Okay, Aaron. Thanks very much.
Thank you.